Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Generosity Factor: Discover the Joy of Giving Your Time, Talent, and Treasure, authored by Ken Blanchard, is a transformative book that dives deep into the philosophy of generosity and its impact on both personal and professional life. Through an engaging parable, Blanchard illustrates the life-changing power of giving and presents a compelling case for incorporating generosity into one's daily living. The narrative circles around a successful but unfulfilled businessman and his encounters with a series of mentors who teach him the true essence of generosity. This book is not just a treatise on why we should give, but also a practical guide on how to give effectively, making it a standout piece in literature on philanthropy and personal growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Definition and Dimensions of Generosity, Ken Blanchard's The Generosity Factor, begins by challenging the conventional understanding of generosity. It unpacks the concept far beyond mere financial giving, expanding it to include the giving of time, talent, and treasure. This holistic approach to generosity is groundbreaking, as it emphasizes that everyone has something of value to offer, regardless of their economic status. The narrative teaches that true generosity involves a selfless desire to help others without expecting anything in return. This definition lays the groundwork for further exploration into the multifaceted nature of being generous, illustrating that it encompasses a broad spectrum of actions, from volunteerism and mentoring to philanthropy and everyday acts of kindness. Secondly, the impact of generosity on personal growth. A central theme in The Generosity Factor is the profound impact that practicing generosity has on the individual's personal growth and fulfillment. The book posits that giving of oneself leads to a richer, more satisfying life. It delves into psychological and spiritual benefits, such as increased happiness, reduced stress, and a sense of purpose. Blanchard's narrative showcases how the act of giving can transform one's outlook on life, fostering a positive self-image and nurturing a deep sense of gratitude and connectedness with others. The story of the businessman's transformation illustrates this beautifully, providing a compelling testimony to the life-changing power of generosity. Thirdly, generosity in professional life. Another important discussion in the book revolves around the significance of generosity in one's professional life. Ken Blanchard argues that generosity is not limited to personal spheres, but is equally essential in the workplace. He presents the case that leaders who exhibit generosity towards their employees build stronger, more loyal teams, and foster a culture of trust and mutual respect. Generosity in leadership is depicted as sharing knowledge, recognizing and leveraging the strengths of others, and investing in their development. This philosophy challenges traditional corporate dynamics, advocating for a leadership style that values giving over receiving and collaboration over competition. Fourthly, the societal effects of generosity. The book extends its narrative to discuss the broader societal impact of generosity. It theorizes that when individuals and communities engage in generous behavior, it creates a ripple effect that can positively transform society. This section delves into the concept of social capital and how acts of generosity strengthen community ties, improve well-being, and elevate the quality of life for all members. The Generosity Factor argues that a culture of giving can address social issues, reduce inequalities, and build a more empathetic and understanding world. It underscores the powerful role that generosity can play in societal change, emphasizing that even small acts of kindness can lead to significant social benefits. Lastly, Practical Guidelines for Becoming More Generous, one of the most impactful aspects of The Generosity Factor, is its provision of practical advice on how readers can incorporate generosity into their daily lives. Blanchard does not just inspire change, he provides tangible steps for achieving it. This section of the book details how individuals can identify their unique gifts and leverage them for the benefit of others. It also explores the importance of intentionality and generosity, suggesting ways to plan and prioritize giving in one's busy life. The book encourages readers to start small, emphasizing that consistency in small acts of giving is more transformative than occasional grand gestures. Through real-life examples and actionable tips, it equips readers with the tools they need to embark on a personal journey of generosity. In conclusion, The Generosity Factor by Ken Blanchard is a must-read for anyone looking to lead a more fulfilling and impactful life. Its profound message about the power of giving, one's time, talent, and treasure, resonates across personal, professional, and societal spheres. This book is particularly beneficial for business leaders, professionals seeking deeper satisfaction in their work, and individuals striving to contribute meaningfully to their communities. Blanchard's insights offer a roadmap to achieving personal growth and happiness through generosity. Ultimately, the generosity factor underscores the truth that the path to true contentment and success is found not in accumulation, but in giving freely and selflessly to others. If you would like to support Ken Blanchard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.